Hey guys, I know it's been a while. If you have been listening to my podcast, Dream Makeup, I just want to say thank you. I've been doing this a while, but I have taken on other ventures that have taken me away from podcasting. You know, I've made $22 out of the 2 years that I've been doing this. So I would have to say that the lack of funds has basically not discouraged me, but it kind of made me feel like maybe I should be putting my energy into other things. Nonetheless, I am still very adamant about my beliefs here, about having a platform where we talk and analyze all things theory about dreams. And what I want to say is, during my small time of learning about dreams here and just really trying to analyze, you know, through an out-of-body experience, if you will, you know, my experience in the pursuance of my own dreams, I realized that it would be so easy just to settle. It would be so easy to just give up on my dreams. Like, how easy would it be to conform, you know what I mean, to society and what it's asking of me, which is to obey the order, you know what I mean? And the thing about me and my spirit is that God made me rebellious, okay? And not rebellious in an erratic or extreme way, but in a rebellious way that makes me think outside the box and to lean on the angelic realms for the things that I need in my life. You know, my spirit won't allow me to conform is what I mean. So I am very uneased doing things that are AKA the norm. Okay. You know, an American dream would be, you know, to get a job, you know, finish college, work a 9-to-5, pay insurance, have life insurance, buy a house, take care of my kids, be healthy as long as I can, and then die. Like, my spirit just won't let me do it. And I can't help myself, but seek my dreams because I feel that it's my purpose. You know, the pursuance of my dreams is my purpose. Somewhere in the mix of it, I'm finding my niche. And I'm still not 100% sure what it is. I believe that my niche is people and being able to, you know, pretty much navigate through all types of people from demographics, all different cultures, still be myself, but yet still direct them and guide them towards a goal. I think that's my niche. I mean, I can literally work any job because I'm a people person. You know, I try to meet people where they are and where they stand. The problem is that I'm good at navigating people, but I'm not so good at navigating myself because, you know, I'm just speaking on my own terms. I need more diligence. I need more drive towards being focused. And that's where I struggle. Plus, you know, having anxiety doesn't help anything in my life when I'm trying to get to where I want to go. You know, just the fear can hold you back. So what I want to say is, lately I've been learning about socialism and learning about Karl Marx, which is a creator of a theory called the Marxian theory. And what it really explains is how our society has disadvantages and advantages. And the more I learn about this theory, the more I realize that as an African-American woman, I've had a disadvantage the minute I was born. And what I'm finding is there's a lot of people in our society who don't want you to conquer your dreams, because there has to be a division between the poor and the rich. There has to be a division. There has to be an oppression. There has to be people that are oppressed, and there has to be the people that are oppressing for the 1% or people who are the ruling class to have and keep what they have. So I really feel like there's a moral war going around. And that's why I'm here to tell you to not live in this world, not only because it says in the Bible, but also if you really think about it, if you live in this world, according to the socialism Marxism theory, is you could only fit in two places. Basically, the middle class is nor here nor there anymore. Okay, if you really think about it, you're either rich or you're poor. That's it. Okay? And if you're in the middle, you're probably either on your way or down or on your way up. But you can't really just coast in this country. You're either going to be part of the top ruling class, or you're going to be part of the working class, the proletariat and the ruling class. So what I want to tell you is, don't allow this world to dictate what box or class you're going to sit in. I want you to walk out of this school of classes and walk into a world of your own, and know that your destiny and dreams can be aligned by you simply moving forward towards it. And if you are allowing yourself to sit in a society, right, that's going to box you in, you have to understand that that is limiting and it's not even real. So you really have to buy into a psychology that's being given to you as an American or just anywhere in the world. You have to understand that everything that you need was already given to you. You inherited it just like any other animal. But society has created these ideologies and theories and psychologies that really keep people from getting to their ultimate purpose and dreams. So with that said, I want you to start taking control over your life, over your dreams, by saying tomorrow when you wake up, or whenever that time may be, that I do not get my power from this world, from people. I give my power from a divine entity that is for me. So therefore, what entity in this world is more powerful than that entity? Huh? So I really want you to understand that no human being can really conceptualize the real theory of us. We haven't even figured it out. So I really want to challenge you to really research our society and figure out where you fit in and how you fit in with your dreams, with that reality. Because you might find that you're the working class, like the rest of us, like the majority. And if you look around in that class, you're going to have people of all different colors, all different races. So really, there's just a division of capitalism and money. There are some people that do surpass, but where do you stand in that? And how can you optimize what you have now to move yourself further? And I also want to ask you this before I go. Do you mind if people come with you? And do you think it's fair that people can have the same opportunities as you? You know what I mean? It's just kind of funky about what's going on in our world. You know, so think about that. And I hope you guys really understand that you're worthy of your dreams. And don't listen to what society has said about you. Doesn't matter how old you are. Doesn't matter what demographic you're from. You know, there's a higher power that's saying you're meant for greatness. Just think about that and keep dreaming.